Hi, I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Today we've got something really special for you. It's the first episode of a show from our friends at Gen Z Media called Becoming Mother Nature.
It's the story of a girl who's sent to live with her mysterious grandmother, who turns out to be none other than Mother Nature herself. As you can tell, this is not another science podcast. It's more like the podcast version of a great fiction book that you just can't put down.
It's recommended for our listeners ages 9 and up due to some dramatic situations and strong language. For the rest of our listeners, don't worry. We'll be back with more Tumble episodes next month.
If you like Becoming Mother Nature, you can hear more great family shows, including Tumble, at bestrobotever.com. And of course, don't forget to subscribe at Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust? You need Shopify for retail. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Shopify's sleek, reliable POS hardware takes every major payment method and looks fabulous at the same time. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/lifestyle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/lifestyle to take your retail business to the next level today.
This is an emergency alert from the National Weather Service. All of Central California is under a severe storm warning.
But what can I put outside?
Are you crazy, Pete? It's the apocalypse out there.
Stan, what's a acropolis?
We're only a month into 1978, and it's already turning out to be a wild weather...
Petey, honey, it is far too dangerous outside. The answer is no. Why don't you run down to the basement and grab a game for us to play?
In the dark?
Please just give the kid a flashlight. The lights will come back eventually.
Don't count on it.
But I don't want to... Okay. Oh, man, is it raining. Pour out! These portals are huge! Just like in The Wizard of Oz. It's a twister! Ah! Tree! Help!
Run toward my voice, child.
What? Who said that? I can't see you!
Close your eyes, now. Do as I say.
What? What are you doing?
I can't let this happen. Too much death in one day. Dysphonia aver incuit. Shut your eyes, boy. Keep them closed. Okay. You may open your eyes.
Huh? How did you do that?
Go home, child. Now. Run!
But who are you?
Run!
Mom!
Peter!
Dad!
I've got him.
Oh, thank God. Oh, my baby. We were so scared.
I was scared, too. But there was this lady. She made the twister go away.
What?
She saved my life.
Son.
It's true. She quieted the storm. It was magic.
Are you Chloe?
That's what it said on my plane ticket.
I'm Ismail. Let me help you with your bag.
I'm good.
Here, I've got it.
It's 2018, dude. A girl can wheel her own suitcase.
That she can. 1440 Renda Road.
Yes.
Pretty young to be traveling alone. Let me guess, you're, 12?
13 next week.
Happy birthday. Where are you coming from?
Cleveland.
Cleveland, Ohio. The big... something. So what brings you to Morro Bay, California?
You have a lot of questions.
Just hoping for a 5-star rating.
If you really want to know, I've been sent to live with my grandmother while my mom, loose quotes, figures things out.
You don't sound too happy about it.
How would you like being shipped off, away from all your friends, to live with a weird old lady you haven't seen since you were a kid?
Good evening out there, weather watchers.
Yeah, at least the weather's nice here.
Duncan Sunshine here with your 6-day forecast. Why 6? Because any old weatherman can give you 5 days. Only yours truly, Duncan Sunshine, can deliver the 6-pack.
I love this guy. Duncan Sunshine.
As we head into the work week, it's looking like old Mother Nature's finally got her act together. Nice change after all the weird and wacky weather of the past few weeks.
Tell me about it. World's gone crazy.
Lucky for you, when Mother Nature
can
roars,
you turn this off?
You've got
I'm
the sunshine team on your side.
You want to talk?
No, a little silence would be nice. I want to enjoy my last few minutes of freedom. Hey, what are you doing? Why are you stopping on the side of the highway?
Listen to me, Chloe. We're sent here for a reason.
What?
Pay attention to your grandmother. Learn from her. One day, your time will come.
My time? What are you talking about?
Each of us has a destiny in this life. A purpose. You're here to find yours.
I don't understand. You're really weirding me out here.
Am I? My bad. Just trying to give some helpful advice to a girl who seems like she needs some. Off we go to Grandma's house.
Off we go.
Here we are, 1440 Renda Road. I'd offer to help you bring your bag to the door, but I'm afraid you might hit me with it.
Just pop the trunk.
You got it. Have fun with your grandma.
Hey, what you said before about my destiny and all of that?
Like I said, friendly advice. If you ever need another ride, you know where to find me.
No thanks, weirdo. That's an annoying doorbell. Hello? Hello? Grandma? Ugh. Hello? Grandma? Mother, yes, I made it. Can you hear me? No, the flight was delayed. Thanks for checking. And now your mother is MIA. No, I'm in the house, but she's not. I forgot how weird it is in here. It's like overrun with plants, and it smells like grass and honey and old people. There are all these snow globes. What is she? Obsessed with them or something?
Chloe? Is that you?
Found her. Bye. Whoa. The snow globes are freaking out.
Chloe, darling. You're early.
I'm late, Grandma. By 3 hours.
Of course you are. Oh, my Chloe. All grown up. Let me get a good look at your face. Oh, beautiful. You look just like my grandmother, Fern.
Where were you? I was calling and calling.
Oh, just fiddling with some things downstairs. My hearing must be going. Old age is not for the faint of heart. I only came up because I was feeling peckish. Are you peckish?
I don't even know what that means.
Hungry, my dear. It means hungry. How was the flight?
Delayed. and then delayed again.
I'll bet they tried to blame it on the weather instead of their own incompetence. Let's call your mother and let her know you're here.
Already did. As usual, it was wildly unsatisfying.
Oh, marvelous. You're so independent. That will come in handy.
For what?
For life. Are you tired? Do you want to take a nap?
I haven't napped in about 10 years.
Don't underestimate the power of a good nap. I've been enjoying a lot of them lately, and having the strangest dreams. Oh, dinner is in the oven. Roasted vegetables from my garden.
Vegetables?
Not just ordinary vegetables. You're not going to believe how glorious they taste. Oh, look at the garden out back while I'm in the kitchen. I've worked quite hard on it.
Grandma, I... Okay, guess I'll go look at your vegetables. What? It's like the rainforest back here. Look at the size of these plants. Is that a cucumber? Or a baseball bat? Look at that tomato. It's bigger than my head. What is she feeding them? I am definitely not in Cleveland anymore.
Psycho garden, huh?
What?
Be careful. I wouldn't be surprised if there were monkeys hiding in there.
Where are you?
Over here. On the other side of the fence, behind the 8-foot-tall corn stalks.
And who are you?
Oh, sorry. Felix, I'm your Grandma Ivy's neighbor. Assuming you're Chloe? You are Chloe, right?
She told you about me.
Not really. Hey, you want to walk to school with me tomorrow?
Did my grandmother ask you to walk me or something?
Huh? No. Why would she do that? I mean, that would be... Okay, yes, she did.
And you said yes out of the goodness of your heart?
Of course. Why else would I say yes? I mean, it's not like she offered me anything or... Why would I even bring that up?
She bribed you.
Well, I wouldn't call it a bribe.
What did she offer you, Felix?
Nothing really.
I'm going back inside.
Oranges. She offered me oranges.
Ugh.
Look at them on the tree. I can smell them from here. Big as soccer balls and sweeter than candy.
She bribed you with giant mutant oranges? Well, don't worry. You don't have to walk the new girl to school. I'm nobody's charity case.
If it's all the same to you, I'm gonna walk with you anyway. My word is my bond. Know what I mean? Nice to meet you, too!
She doesn't even have Wi-Fi. How am I supposed to live with no Wi-Fi?
You comfortable, Chloe?
What kind of bed is this? The mattress feels like it's made of grass.
Yes, well, the last time there was a kid in this house, it was your mother.
Like 30 years ago?
Where does the time go? It seems like only yesterday she was your age and...
Yeah, Grandma, okay. I'd really like to go to bed now. It's been a long day.
Oh, I'd hoped we'd have a chance to talk. Or at least watch Jeopardy.
Like I said, long day. Plane delays. Tarmac.
Right. Then we'll talk tomorrow. After school. How did you like dinner?
Honestly, those giant vegetables kind of freaked me out. Potatoes the size of watermelons? Is that like a California thing? Because it's not natural.
Oh, trust me, it's all natural.
Good night, Grandma.
Good night, Chloe. I know you aren't thrilled to be here, but your old grandmother is overjoyed to have you. I've been waiting a long time for this. Tomorrow will be a big day.
Sure. One more thing?
Yes, dear?
Close the door on your way out.
Oh.
Is this a dream? Hello?
Well, hello there, young Chloe.
Where am I? Is this Grandma Ivy's garden?
No. This garden is a great deal larger and older than that.
Do I know you?
Not exactly. My name is Fern.
My great-great-grandmother. Grandma says I look like you.
I'll take that as a compliment.
What is this place? What am I even doing here?
Do you like it?
Too much green. I'm a city girl. Allergic to the outdoors and all of that.
Ah, sweet Chloe. I wanted to meet you and to say...
What is that noise?
Oh, dear.
What? What's happening? Why is it so cold? The trees! They're cracking and dying!
I didn't know, Chloe. I just didn't know.
You didn't know what? What's happening? Fern! Fern! Okay, that was freaky. 2:19 a.m.? Ugh. Grandma... Where are those sounds coming from? The basement? Grandma! Grandma! Why does she have so many locks? What is she doing down there?
Good morning out there, Central Coast. It's your pal, Duncan Sunshine, wishing you and yours a sunshiny day. Mother Nature's got a good one in store for us folks, and that's good news, because all my young friends know what today is. Yes, it's the first day of school, a day when anything and everything is possible. You know, I was just a kid like you when I became fascinated by the weather. And now look at me, lead meteorologist on the number 2 TV station on the Central Coast. And while I can't control the weather, or it's sometimes unpredictable nature, I can only use science and predictor models. So I would appreciate it if you stopped writing in and complaining when my reports proved to be less than perfect. Have a great first day of school, my young friends. I hope you find what you love and that it makes you happy. Wherever you are, this is Duncan Sunshine, hoping Mother Nature smiles on you.
Chloe, I know it's never easy to be the new girl, but try to be, friendly when you get to school.
Are you saying I'm not friendly?
I'm saying you're perhaps guarded. Let people see the real you.
My friends at home never had a problem with it.
If things at home were good, you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, that's what Mom said.
Hey... Sorry I'm late.
I told you you'd get your mutant oranges no matter what.
Good morning, Felix.
Morning, Miss Lovejoy. So, Chloe, real quick, let me give you the lay of the land.
Thanks. I'm good.
Chloe, wait up.
Why?
Well, for starters, school is that way.
Oh.
Let's all walk together, honey.
Like I was saying... It can be pretty clicky if you don't watch out. I'm lucky that I kind of bounce around the groups on account of being so delightful and fun to be around.
Who told you that?
Ouch. Okay, I'm just saying I'm...
Is it me, or is that cat following us?
For the record, I find you delightful, Felix.
Thanks, Miss L.
Is that your cat, Felix? It's kind of mangy.
Not mine.
Look, another one.
Chloe, I understand this is hard for you, which is why I asked Felix.
Grandma, there are like 15 cats following us. Are you wearing catnip perfume or something? Wait, is that even a cat? I think that's a hedgehog behind them.
It's an opossum, darling.
What?
Oscar the opossum, to be exact.
Animals love your grandma, Chloe. Cats? cats, dogs, birds. You should have seen how the whole neighborhood freaked when that giraffe escaped from the zoo and showed up on her doorstep.
A real giraffe?
Oh, lovely creature. Almost broke my porch light with those horns of hers, though.
There it is. Welcome to Morrow Bay Middle School.
You can go now, Grandma.
I got this, Miss L.
Nobody asked you to get this.
Have a wonderful day, Chloe. I'll see you at home after school. And thank you, Felix. The oranges will be waiting on my front porch.
Pleasure doing business with you.
Okay, she's gone. You did your job. You don't have to walk me inside.
Yeah, well, I think you're gonna want some backup.
For what?
Hey, Felix. Who's the new girl?
This is my next-door neighbor, Chloe. She moved here from Cleveland. Chloe, this is Ray.
Ray with an E. Now it makes sense. You live with a zoo lady.
The what?
Zoo lady. The crazy old woman who always has animals following her around town. Rumor is she feeds all those gross strays so they'll pay attention to her. So sad.
That's my grandmother. Don't talk about her like that.
I thought I saw cats following you just now, too. Maybe we should call you Zoo Girl.
That would be a mistake.
Just making a joke. Don't be so sensitive.
Okay, we should be getting inside.
What is your deal?
My deal? I was just trying to be nice by introducing myself to the Zoo Girl. Oops. I mean, New Girl. You may not know this, but I'm kind of a celebrity around here.
Why?
Ray's dad is Duncan Sunshine. I don't know if that makes you a celebrity.
The weather guy?
He's a doctor of meteorology.
But isn't the weather pretty much the same all the time here?
Excuse me. You have no idea the kinds of anomalies we've seen recently. And just the last month, the low pressure systems have been popping up.
Okay, we'll keep moving. See you soon, Ray. Good talk.
I don't like her.
I'm starting to get the feeling that you don't like anybody. See ya in homeroom.
100 mile per hour winds. 3 inches of rain per hour.
5 minutes to air, Mr. Sunshine.
thanks, Sarah. I told you to call me Duncan.
Duncan, wow, that looks like a big storm brewing on the East Coast.
Oh, you have no idea.
Excuse me?
Nothing. Can I get a coffee, please? Lots of sugar?
Right away.
What are you up to, Mother Nature? What are you up to?
Is this Mr. Cortez's classroom?
It is indeed.
Meow. Meow.
Ray, what are you doing?
I'm inviting my new friend to sit next to me. I'm doing it in her own language. Listen. Caw, caw. Why aren't you answering me, Zoo Girl?
Ray, why don't you just leave her alone?
I can talk just fine, Felix. What is your problem?
I don't have a problem. You're the one who made such a mess at your old school that they shipped you off to live with your crazy grandma.
Did you tell her that, Felix?
No, I didn't say.
It's the truth, right? They sent you packing?
What else did he tell you about my family?
Chloe!
Come on, Ray with an E, Sunshine. Say what you want to say.
Look, I don't know why you're getting all mad. It's not your fault your mom didn't want you anymore.
Shut up!
Hey, hey, hey!
Ow! Oh, hands off!
Stop!
Chloe?
Grandma, I don't know why they called you here. I mean, they're saying it was a fight, but that was not a fight. I know what fights are, and me pushing Ray, who deserved it, by the way, was not a fight. She literally hurled herself backwards over the chair.
Principal Longo will see you now, Miss Lovejoy.
Thank you.
Grandma. Grandma. Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Ah, Miss Lovejoy. Thank you for coming down to the school on such short notice.
Of course.
As I told you on the phone, the incident in homeroom was very unsettling. For a student on her first day to get in an altercation in her first period class...
Ray started it.
Chloe?
We have a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to bullying and violence.
You're saying I'm the bully? I'm the bully. I don't even want to be here.
That's enough, Chloe.
It's always my fault, right? Just like at my old school. Might as well just get it over with and throw me out on my first day. Save yourself the trouble.
Ms. Lovejoy, do you understand why I'm so concerned about your granddaughter?
Do I understand? Here's what I understand. I walked my granddaughter to the door of your school, trusting that you would do right by her. Instead, you allowed her to be harassed and taunted, and then you dragged her down here to this drab little office with those sad-looking plants.
Ms. Lovejoy.
I'm not finished, dear.
Oh.
My granddaughter, Chloe, has been forced to grow up faster than any 12-year-old should ever have to. I was not a great mother to her mom because reasons. And in turn, Chloe's mother has made her share of mistakes. But despite all of that, Chloe is a girl with such a capacity. She is fierce and independent, but she is also loving and loyal. She is more vulnerable than she'll ever admit, and stronger than she'll ever realize. I see so much in her, even if she doesn't see it in herself yet. So, Principal Longo, you're going to give Chloe a pass on this incident. And I'm going to take her home to get some of my favorite ice cream. Tomorrow, she starts over with a clean slate. And I expect you and your staff to make sure she's safe and happy.
Miss Lovejoy?
Thank you for your time, Principal Longo. Oh, and if you don't want all of your plants to die in this dismal place, you might want to water them once a millennium. Come, Chloe.
That was awesome.
I know. So, we'll plant some more of those bell peppers in the garden. You seemed to like them last night.
Grandma?
And if there's something else you like, just ask. Ooh, we can get some fresh honey from the beehive this afternoon. You like honey, don't you?
Grandma!
Yes, dear?
Did you really mean what you said in the principal's office?
I always mean what I say. What's the matter?
No, I just... No one's ever stood up for me like that.
That can't be true.
Ever. No one has ever said those things about me. You really believe all of that?
Of course I... That's not right. No, no, no.
Where did the storm come from? I didn't even see clouds.
I have to go.
Let's get to the car. What's this awesome ice cream place you were talking about?
Chloe, I can't.
What?
I must leave immediately.
You're leaving me? In this rain?
I'm sorry, I...
But what about ice cream? What about everything you just said?
No! No, 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 no!
Grandma! Grandma, where are you going? And just like that, I'm all alone again.
Well, folks, as you know, for 20 years, I've been getting up every morning and doing my darndest to start your day with a smile and to give you the most accurate weather report I can. But as many of you have pointed out, your pal Duncan sure missed it today. Nobody could have seen that storm coming. You spend all that time studying, learning the science, tracking weather patterns, and sometimes old Mother Nature just decides to change her mind. She's been doing a lot of that lately. Good news is, I'm here for you. And whatever she sends our way, we'll get through it together. It's her world. We're just rain rays.
You have such a capacity, Chloe. I know it. In my bones. Things are about to change for you, Chloe, in ways you can't even imagine.
But we'll get through it together. You can trust me. What? More cats? And that opossum? Shoo! Get lost, all of you! Back in her basement, of course. That's fine. All fine. I don't know what I was thinking, letting them send me here. She was a terrible mother to Mom. Why would she be any better as a grandma to me? And I let myself believe. Forget it. At least at home, I have friends. I don't need her, or Mom, or anybody. This is why I took Mom's credit card. One-way trip, Cleveland. Stopped raining.
Hey, it's you. Chloe from Cleveland.
You again? Are you going to grab my bag or not?
But I thought... Never mind. So, off to the airport, huh? What about spending time for Grandma?
I don't belong here. I never should have come.
I'm sorry to hear that. How about the crazy storm today? Where'd that come from?
I don't want to talk anymore.
Fair enough. Perfect weather for driving.
Just drive.
Can I help you, miss?
Checking in for my flight to Cleveland. I booked online.
You're flying alone?
Yes, I was staying with my grandmother.
Aw, I bet she loved having you here.
I thought she did. I really thought it might work out. She said these amazing things about me.
Mm-hmm.
She even told off my principal.
Aw.
She's actually kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Her garden's crazy, but I liked it. And all the animals following her around the birdhouse with all the snow.
Hold on just a moment. What? How could that be? No, I'm not near the window. Hold on. What the? Let me call you back.
So, are we good?
I'm afraid you're not going to be going anywhere.
What? Why?
Attention, all flyers. Due to the unexpected weather, all flights are grounded.
Unexpected weather? What are they talking about? I just walked in and it was fine.
You might want to take a look at the window, miss.
It's snowing.
I believe they call that a blizzard.
But it's summer. In California.
I'm aware.
Well, what are they saying? How long until this passes? When can I fly?
According to what they just sent me, the storm is sitting right on top of us and it isn't moving at all. Nobody's going anywhere.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Get in a car and drive somewhere else?
Nobody's going to be driving anywhere in this weather.
I'm stuck in the airport?
I'm afraid we all are, sweetheart. I can call and ask for someone to... Miss? Chloe?
I gotta get out of here. I can't stay in the airport.
Young lady, you can't go out in that storm. Young lady, come back!
What is happening? Why is everything going crazy?
I know it feels that way, dear.
Grandma, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here, Chloe?
I'm going home. Or trying to.
Why?
I thought you were different, but you just... ran off, just like Mom said you always did. And surprise, surprise, I was all alone again.
You're not alone. You'll never be alone.
You left me!
And I'm so sorry for that. But there's...
No, there's no explanation. No explanation for why Mom is Mom and why she sent me here. And why everybody treats me like I'm a freak. And why it's snowing in California.
There is a reason, dear. There's always a reason. Give me a moment. I'm not as young as I used to be. Sun in the sky, warmth in the air. Hear my cry, bring heat to bear. Solis aerum calorum aeri. That's better.
What? How did the sun come out? Where did the snow go?
Snow melts, dear. You really ought to pay better attention in science class.
I mean, how did it? You did that?
It's what I do, Chloe. Snow, sun, wind, rain.
You're...
Yes.
A witch!
No, I'm not a witch. I'm Mother Nature.
Mother Nature? Then you... You made the snow happen. You caused the blizzard so that my plane couldn't fly.
No. As a matter of fact, Chloe, you're the one who made that happen.